Hi, this is Mikayla from customer support. How may I assist you?
Yes, hi, Mikayla. Okay, I'm calling because I am disputing a charge. I already have credit card blocked, and I'm calling this as a fraud. Okay, I purchased something with you guys from your company, Super Extended Electronics.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Right. Okay. So the problem is, I received something yesterday, and that was fine because that's what I ordered. Because I purchased something, and it was free, and then all I was charged for was shipping and handling. And so I've got the receipt from them, and everything was fine to go. And then tonight, I just happened to go over my credit cards because I was just about to order something else, and that's when I checked my purchases, and something was not right, okay, because I have something here that was shipped to me. Hold on a second. I'm looking at it, or whatever it was. Okay, and then all I paid for was the shipping for, like, $6.95. And then there was another purchase. Can you tell me what that was for $76.68, and that was from the same company, your company, which I know I did not purchase. So I want to know what happened.
Oh, I will have to pull up the account first. Would you be able to provide me with your zip code?
Yes, it's 92610.
And what is your first and last name?
Casey Gonzalez with the S at the end.
Okay, 1 second.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested because I was just about to order something else from you guys, but not if this is happening. You should see on record that I purchased something for $6.95 also.
That zip code was 92610?
Correct.
And Gonzalez was G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S?
Correct.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, nothing's coming up under that name. Could it be associated with a different zip code?
Nope, that would be the zip code it is.
Okay.
Your company is legit now or not, but I'm looking for the box that it came in. I got the box that it came in that I'm looking for, but I can't find the... This is just a regular box of what the merchandise is, but I cannot find the...
Would you be able to provide the email that you may have used when placing the order?
You can try this one. It's R A C Y, the letter K, the letter C, the number 1 at gmail.com.
That was R A C Y K C 1 at gmail.com?
Right, RacyKC1 at gmail.com. And yeah, I got the envelope here that I'm looking at, or the package.
Do you have an order number by chance?
Let's see here. This is weird. It just says the shipper showing here. I'm looking at returns P.O. Box, something Ohio. There's my name and the post office tracking number. Let me look at this. They just gave me a piece of paper. Oh, here it is. Okay. Looking at it right now, it's coming from North Avenue, Norwin Avenue. Okay, order number, ready?
Mm-hmm.
681-033-082.
Okay, nothing is coming up with that either. Was this number the number on your statement?
Don't know. According to my credit card company, they just gave me the merchant, which is you guys.
Yes. So we are a third party. We do help assist with over 400 companies and products, which means that there are other third party call centers that sometimes help assist with the same companies that we do. Typically, when we're unable to locate an account, that either means that there is someone who either, you know, stole your card information and ordered something with our company and it's in a different name, or that someone is associated with a different call center. So it's possible that the bank may have gave the wrong merchant number because we're not locating an account for you with any of that information. We could try the first six and the last four of the card to see if we can see if it's in someone else's name.
Okay, yeah, let's try that because there's a hole on the card already. Okay, so the first how many?
First six and last four.
Okay, the first six would be 54903333.
Okay.
And last four is 9370.
Okay, just a second.
Yeah. If someone tried to use it again now, it's blocked. It's no longer valid.
Nothing came up with that either. So, yeah, you can, yeah, it really is. You can contact your bank and, verify the number. If it is the same, you can just inform them. Like if you say you already put a dispute on the charge, you can just inform them that you spoke with us because they're going to contact us anyway due to the fact that you put a dispute on it. We're going to try to locate the account and we're going to come to the same issue, and then they'll remove the charge for you.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. But I'm just curious is how did they do that? I mean, that's kind of the audacity of that is like, first, I'm only paying for this thing that was free, and I'm paying for the shipping and handling. And then about a day later, they did another purchase for $76. It's like, what are they trying to do?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And you guys are supposed to help promote their business, but if that's how they do business, they're going to go down quick. You know, because good thing I saved the transaction and everything. It says what it is, and it has the order number and everything, and you can't find anything on it. And what else is suspicious to me is the fact that it just doesn't have a company name. It just says the address on it. And then I'm looking at the, not the postage, but the tracking number that came with, and it just says return P.O. Box, and there's something underneath that they went over that sticker. You know what? Hold on. I wonder if I can edit it. I can find out there's something else on there, but never mind. It's going to take me a while. But yeah, well, that's fine. It's just like, since you don't have any information, when my credit card calls you, they're probably going to ask you the same thing, and you're going to come up with the same thing. We have no information on it.
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that then. I appreciate the help.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.